What was some of the work that you did when you were raising cotton?
Oh, you had to chop the cotton or hoe it. And of course, back then, that was before dusting came in, you know. And then you picked it, carried it to the gin. And gin it out. You could either sell them the seed or catch the seed. Most of the farmers would catch their first seeds and then later in the season while they'd sell the seed. And they'd bale this cotton up, roll it down, and usually one man had to put it on the wagon. Over at Locksburg, we had cotton buyers over there, and you'd drive up on the street with this bale of cotton on your wagon. They'd get up there and cut you back and pull them out of a sample, see how long a staple it had. Then they'd bid against one another. They always bid low enough that they'd make a pretty good profit.
Yeah.
They'd make more than the farmers would.
Did you have trouble with weeds coming up in your cotton field?
Yeah, that's the reason they had to do that hoeing, you know. And then you'd have those little cockleburrs come up after you had hoed. When you're picking, well, if you wasn't careful, one of those burrs would get between your sack and your back.
Uh-oh.
We never did raise much cotton. That is, my dad didn't after I was big enough to do any work.